You're listening to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle, and you can find us online at kexp.org. And right now, you can find me down in our live performance space. Diarrhea Planet are here today. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
You got a new record, a new band member, new songs. I don't even know where to start. You want to kick us off with some music?
Sure.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, take it away.
All right, we got another new one for you. This one's off our forthcoming LP, Turn to Gold. It's about Seattle's very own Jimi Hendrix, among other things. Let's get it. We'll be right back.
spins, cut my teeth off to be extreme. I'll keep a Stratocaster and practice till my fingers move. The metronome ticks faster, counting down from 9 to 3 until my arm through the pain can hit the exit. If I don't see the
Planet Live on KEXP. Man, I love how you guys always bring it. Recently, I read somewhere that you're the musical equivalent of a hurricane.
I like that.
I love that. That is so appropriate. I mean, your shows are always so infectious and exhilarating. And thank you so much for gracing our new studios.
Thank you for having us. It's an honor to be back.
Tonight, studio slaps.
Yeah, it's a beautiful studio.
Yeah, the new one. This is awesome.
Thank you. There's so many of you. I don't even know who's talking. Turn to Gold, the new album. I'm so excited. That doesn't even come out until June. So you're previewing songs today for us.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, don't tell our manager.
Okay. Mum's the word. We won't tell Soul. It's just between...
not doing anything with this footage, right?
No. And no one can hear this right now. This is just us in this room. The new album is... super fun. And I'm wondering, do you start with a new slate or do you kind of bring songs from the past in? Because it seems like it'd be fun to start brand new, especially after so long since the last record, and maybe find new ways to challenge yourself. Where was the question there?
Yeah. I think in terms of like live show, you definitely like feel a desire to play all just new songs because you're just really excited to get to play new stuff. It's new, it's exciting, you know, you don't have it on autopilot yet, so it makes it for a little bit more of a wild ride, but at the same time, it's like, well, you got to play the old stuff too, because a lot of folks come out and want to hear that as well, so it's kind of like a balancing act between the two. It's like, how many do you play, you know, new, where nobody will know, like, any of the words or anything, you know, and how many do you play from the old catalog as well, so it's kind of a balancing act. It's definitely, though, tempting to only do new material, because it's really fun for us, so...
And what about when you started writing the record? Is that just starting from scratch, or did you have songs that you'd been working on in the past?
I don't think there's only one old thing on it, I think.
Yeah, it's all pretty new stuff.
Yeah, it's all like totally just made it up before we recorded it, except for I think the intro is one that we've been kicking around the first track on the record for a couple years, just trying to figure out how to fit it in and stuff. So
some of the songs, I guess, are kind of old at this point, but... they were all written specifically for this record, so.
I noticed that a lot of people are singing on this one. I'm trying to count up the different voices that I heard. I got up to 3.
Yeah.
and it doesn't even seem like you're mixing it up between songs. And how did that kind of come about?
I know, at least I started thinking about my roommate. His name's Keegan. He showed me the documentary on the band, like a year ago or something like that. And I was so blown away with how like every one of those guys could hold his own. Like he could front his own band, like every single one of those dudes. And then right after that, Keegan also showed me a documentary on the Eagles. And, you know, right after Glenn Frey passed away. And so it's one of those things that it was like, whoa, this is awesome. Like I don't know any bands that are doing this. So it's kind of an idea of just like, what if we all tried to like step up our game And it's like, you know, like I might sing a ton. And the fast food, it's like, I could use some catching up on guitar. And so it's like, well, I want to play more guitar. And like, this guy wants to sing more. And so it's trying to get everybody like, kind of like, you know, spreading out the songs a little more evenly and then getting a different feel, more of a vibe. Cause each of us kind of has our own distinct way of singing and writing. And so it's kind of trying to provide more variety of songs instead of just this like 1-2 punch to the throat all the time. It's like, you know, give the listener a little bit more of a, more, dynamic.
I love when you say everyone's stepping up their game, just kind of bringing their best, and that must keep it fun and challenging. With so many guitar players and singers, you do have like 4 or 5 bands just right within Diary of Planet, which brings me to your new member. You want to introduce your drummer there?
This is Tough Gus, our new drummer. Toughest.
It's great to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in today. Again, Diary of Planet playing at the Crocodile tonight. And how's Nashville doing? It seems like every day I hear about someone moving to Nashville. Is that a good thing? More people coming out to your shows?
It's bittersweet. The ticket prices are able to kind of go down a little bit with that many more people there, but all the rent has just been flying up. So it's kind of, you kind of pick your poison. It's good. It's cool. I think...
I got to think
Nashville's had so much cultural capital that I think it's, well, I mean, it's kind of like the Austin, Texas, like Portland or any hub, you know, there's, it's bound to inflate a little. And so we may be crying the blues a little, but really I think it's good.
I got to think that music is though what's drawing people to Nashville, which is going to
be
exciting.
Yeah, I think the infrastructure for stuff in the music industry without all the perceived hassle of like LA or New York, I think has been really appealing. And obviously, kind of, well, I mean, half these guys are from there, but that's what drew me there in the first place. And I think now it's kind of hasn't been as much of a secret as people were hoping. So now there's been this huge surge. But I think obviously that'll drive a little competition and hopefully be beneficial for everyone. Just kind of everybody figuring out where to put their feet in the meantime.
Now that you guys are megastars, do you even play that many shows in Nashville? I know sometimes.
I don't even drive. I can't go anywhere. It just gets swamped. You know, Keith Urban's always texting me trying to go to Whole Foods.
It's like Beatlemania. You
know, yeah, it's a nightmare. Yeah, it's just I don't know.
I know when you
hire too many bodyguards.
Yeah, yeah. The security's
it's expensive
unreal.
To go out.
Yeah.
Turn to Gold is the new album from Diary of Planet. It comes out in June, and you can play another track from that one today.
Yeah, this is a. This song's called Life Pass. It's about living your life how you want, regardless of what anyone tells you. And today it's dedicated to the late, great Merle Haggard.
Yeah, my bad.
Everyone tuned down.
My bad.
Almost there.
Tonight, Diary of Planet are playing at the Crocodile here in Seattle. You can see that hurricane in action. Wear rain gear.
Something that it's
Diarrhea Planet live on KEXP. Tonight they're at the Crocodile here in Seattle, and a new album, Turn to Gold, coming out in June. Takes a while to tune.
Two back up to standard real quick.
Yeah, four guitars, takes a while to tune.
The tune break brought to you by D'Addario. It's like a combination rock and roll show and a gymnastics competition. I feel like I should be holding up scorecards here. You all get a 10. That was awesome. Thank you so much. It's always so great to see you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Tonight you can see Diarrhea Planet at the Crocodile here in Seattle, and a new album coming out in June. So fun to hear some new stuff today. You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.